Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. On August 15, 1945, the Imperial Japanese government announced its intent to surrender to the United States and its allies, ending the Second World War. In Utah, the statement from overseas sent people into the streets in spontaneous celebration. In Kanab, a street dance, fireworks, and a concert, followed by an impromptu horse race at the rodeo grounds, marked the day. Horses were matched, wrote the Kane County Standard, and many exciting races were run for the amusement of the celebrating crowd. To the northwest, in Moab, fire engine sirens and a free dance in the county ballroom signaled the war's end. Utahns were especially happy about the end of wartime rationing. The Moab Times-Independent quoted Price Administrator Chester Bowles as saying that, as far as gasoline is concerned, the day is finally here when we can drive our cars whenever we please, when we please, and as much as we please. The news of Japan's surrender evoked a decidedly less celebratory response from the Topaz relocation camp near Delta. Not because its residents were any less patriotic or relieved that the war had finally ended. It was just that they now faced the imminent closure of the camp and yet another relocation. They had been forced out of their West Coast homes following the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Now they are being forced out of the camp with minimal opportunity to put their affairs in order. According to the camp newsletter, the Topaz Times, each camp resident would be given 2 weeks in which to choose a departure date and destination before the War Relocation Authority made his plans for him. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.